She's a very freaky girl. The freaks don't hide it right. Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Friday is a way for you to be on the Joe and Alex show and share your weird side, or at least what people say makes you a little different. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Also on the Instagram and Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Sam, hey, thanks for reaching out to us. Why are you on the Joe and Alex show for Freak Show Friday?
Hey, so we've got a bit of a freaky situation going on at home right now. I'm a single dad with a 3-year-old kid.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not the freaky part. so one night I was making dinner, and my son Dakota, he was freaking out, kicking and screaming on the floor because I was committing the cardinal sin of cooking up a cucumber.
God forbid.
For our dinner. Yeah. I was really desperate because I really wanted to, you know, show him that this is healthy and normal and you know, just get vegetables into his diet. And I was trying just everything to calm him down and get him willing to eat. So I grabbed one of those play fake mustaches because, of course, we have those just everywhere in the house, things like that.
Okay.
And I it was part of a costume or something. I stuck it on the cucumber and I started, like, dancing it around and doing a voice for the cucumber. And that's what freaking works. So Dakota starts laughing, and all of a sudden he's excited, and he ate it.
So
he
you
ate
put
it with dinner.
Fake mustaches on the vegetables. Like, any vegetable? What about cans?
Exactly. Now that's what I have to do for everything. Every time I make vegetables, every time I put veggies in dinner, fake mustache. If
Hold
it's
on.
A can of corn, can of peas, yeah.
Sam, I would like to hear one of, I'm sure you have many voices that these these vegetables have with the mustache on them. Can we pretend we're Dakota for a second here? What does it sound like, Sam?
All right, hold on. Don't forget to eat your greens.
Yep, I'm eating them.
For sure.
That's cute. You're a good dad. That's not really, I don't think you're really a freak for this. I think you're just really creative, and I think that's a great idea. A lot of parents are probably like, man, maybe
right.
I should try this.
It felt a little freaky in the moment when it was happening that it worked, but I'm actually a little more worried that maybe I'm making my kid freaky because that's literally the only way he'll eat vegetables, and I don't know when he'll grow out of that.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's possible.
He really enjoys it.
I feel like a lot of parents, though, have been there where none of us on the show are parents, so we can't really answer this question, but I've heard from my friends that are parents, like, you know, sometimes you really do have to get desperate to get your kid to do something that they don't want to do, and I've heard of some pretty funny stories. I feel like people listening would have some. Like, what did you do to get your kid to do something that they were refusing to do? 317-239-1009.
You know, Sam, that's interesting with the whole mustache thing right there. And the impression is, you know, and I think it's your impression. That's what's getting Dakota to eat. It's so amazing. Hey,
it certainly seems to help. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for listening.
No problem. All right.
He sounds like a hot single dad.
Well, that's
cute.
Not what I was going to say, but I was kind of bummed out that I thought it was going to be like freakier than that.
I mean, but it's cute though. And I feel like it's relatable.
Okay. 317-239-1009. What did you do to get your kids to kind of, you know, do what you want them to do? 317-239-1009. Maybe you tried the mustache on a vegetable or whatever your little tip or trick is. We will talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. In my opinion, one of the more disappointing Freak Show
Fridays.
He wasn't
really a freak. It was cute, though.
I feel like I've been ripped off and gypped. Sam called in for Freak Show Friday, and he talks about how he has a little kid named Dakota that would not eat vegetables and trying to have the kid eat healthy food. So he had a fake mustache lying around his house. He put it on the vegetables, like the broccoli or the cucumber, and he's like, oh, I'm really healthy. You should eat me. And apparently the kid thought it was cute and funny, and his son, Dakota, ended up eating that. That doesn't sound that freaky to me.
Well, it isn't, but it was cute, and I figured, you know, lots of parents probably have tried or done something unique to get their kids to do something they didn't want to do. I know that when I don't have kids, none of us on the show have kids yet, but when I was babysitting as like a teenager, I would put water in a water bottle, and I would make a label and I would put it around it and call it Monster Spray. And then whenever I was babysitting, they would be like, oh, I don't want to go to bed, you know, I'm scared. And I'd be like, well, let's go up into your room and I'm going to spray for monsters. They don't come, you know, only Alex, when I'm here, I have the Monster Spray. So they knew that whenever I was tucking them into the bed, that there was no monsters that were going to come because I had the special spray. So I used to do that, and I felt like that was a creative idea to get them to go to bed.
Super creative.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you and maybe you and Sam, if things don't work out with the Egyptian.
Right.
You can go talk to him and have your broccoli.
I'm good with kids.
Monster
that's,
spray.
That's one thing I am confident about myself. I think I will be a good mom.
Emily is downtown. What do you do? What do you do to trick your kid or, you know, kind of get him to do that?
Well, he would not stop drinking from a bottle. And he was like 2.5 or 3. And he got the flu at one point, and he thought it was the bottle that made him sick. And he put that own idea in his head, so I didn't feel as bad. I try to tell myself that, but since he's had that thought, he stopped drinking from a bottle at that point when he thought the bottle is what made him sick.
Wow, that is interesting.
Yeah, but then you're messing with the kid's head, though. You can't do that, making them think they're going to be sick.
But it worked, and it's better long term.
That's a major manipulation.
I didn't put the thought in his head.
But you didn't correct it, though, either.
Well, I took it and ran with it. It was difficult.
Shame!
I think it's a good idea.
Parent shame! Emily, I'm just kidding. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Kita in downtown. Hey, what's up? What'd you do?
I actually don't have any kids, but my parents used to tell us that all of our meat was chicken, so then we would actually eat it and get our protein in.
Yep, I've heard of parents doing that. I don't know why kids are so fine with thinking it's chicken. They'll eat it.
You wouldn't eat certain kind of meat?
No, who, me?
No. Akita, I don't understand that. You said your parents said that meat was chicken?
Yeah, we just always loved chicken. So then once we would see something new, we didn't want to eat it. So they were like, oh, it's chicken. So then we would just eat it.
I mean, yeah.
It's a potato. It's chicken.
No, just probably salmon and steak and stuff like that. Different meats.
This chicken tastes fishy. It's chicken. Hey, Kita, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show. If you got something else, let us know on our Twitter. It's @Joe and Alex show.